All right, we're talking with Truro Mayor Bill Mills. And Bill, this has been a pretty devastating time for the town of Truro. What's the extent of damage in the town?
Well, I think anybody that's been doing the rounds, and there have been many people doing that, they'll find that there are some areas harder hit than others. I think particularly the older areas where the urban forest is older and bigger and all that kind of stuff has been hit really, really hard. You know, the telephone lines, power lines, everything is just mangled. And, I mean, kudos to those who are working the lines, untangling all that mess and getting us back into some kind of a semblance of normalcy. I really appreciate it. But, you know, like you drive around down by the Colchester Legion Stadium. It's just like a war zone there. The damage to the stadium is significant. That'll be closed indefinitely. And it goes without saying, Victoria Park has been decimated. And I want to urge citizens, as much as you'd like to go in there, and the park is, you know, dear to everybody's heart, it's a dangerous place to be right now. And we would advise to stay away from Victoria Park because some of those trees are the hemlocks are substantial in size. And, you know, a little shift in wind can cause a tree to come tumbling down. And we don't want it to be on top of you.
But with all of the devastation in Truro, there is progress being made. What are some of the highlights of that progress?
Well, you know, we've had reports where power has been restored, and then all of a sudden it's gone out again. And I guess you could expect that. It's a complex infrastructure, so in order to make one thing happen, sometimes they have to shut something else off. I think our biggest problem right now, along with a lot of others, is that are downtown. I've had reports this morning that power was on yesterday, and this morning some businesses don't have power. So that's been a real challenge. Town Hall, for example, doesn't have power. So we've been meeting at the fire hall for senior staff and so on. And so, yeah, it's just going to be touch and go for a little while. But again, we got our power back last night at 9 o'clock. And I will say, my wife and I were sitting in the front room. We heard this tremendous bang. And it was, what the heck is that? You know, and anyway, I went outside, and Phyllis said to me, well, the lights are on. And I went outside. My neighbor came out, and I asked her. I said, did you just hear that big bang? She said, yeah. So I don't know what that was all about. But anyway, we did get our power on. So, yeah, it's going to take some time. And I said the other day, it's like Home Alone when the guy said to the family, you know, Ma Bell is going to have to untangle this over a couple of days. Well, NSP and Ma Bell and the rest of them are working really hard to get this thing fixed.
That big bang was over by our place, and it was a transformer when they,
okay.
There have been a lot of comparisons before the storm with this was going to be as big as Juan, but you... let's make comparisons with Juan because you were in town with Juan, blew on through.
Yeah, there's some things really interesting. Juan went through really quick. Okay, it was a fast moving storm. This one here, a little slower, and you know, things started to pick up Friday evening, and they continued right on through to Saturday afternoon, and so it was a slow moving storm, which caused much more damage over a longer period of time, roofs and, you know, shingles flying and all this kind of stuff. We also had a cold snap right after the storm. Everybody can remember that, and it was freezing cold. And I had a lot of people dump a lot of their food from their freezers and everything in my driveway that year. So tensions were very high at Hurricane Juan. I find this time around, it's much different. We don't seem to have a whole lot of rage. People are helping each other, which is great. They're cooperating, listening to officials talk about, you know, don't do this, do that. One thing we did find, though, that people were out driving around looking at all the sites, which made it difficult for a lot of us. And I guess the rage and I guess you could say the panic about gasoline in Juan was much more intense than it was this time around. Although, you know, people who were looking for gas, the lineups were very intense and so on. So I think I think this was a better experience in many ways. Still tough, but, you know, everybody rose to the challenge. And, I mean, let's put it in perspective, Nova Scotia Strong took on another dimension.
But in terms of damage to the town, how do you compare Juan with Fiona over the weekend?
Well, it's kind of difficult, but like I say, the Fiona was longer in time, and I think the damage in many respects is probably more extensive, more roofs, more water damage to houses. Some of the urban forest has really been wrecked. What Truro looks like today and what it was a week ago is vastly different. And it's for example, Victoria Park, we're going to have to bring in a logging company to do this because of their experience and expertise at clearing some of this out. And coincidentally, at last council meeting we had, the first of the month, we established a Victoria Park Legacy Fund for people who'd like to make donations to the park for future care. And part of that was to protect the hemlocks and some of our older growth. And, that was too much, too little, too late in some respects. So here we are. We have to do our evaluation. And I think the Upper Park area is going to be vastly different from what we see or have seen probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. We haven't even looked at the bike trails yet. But anyway, we'll see what happens there.
Now, I know a lot of us can remember Point Pleasant Park in Halifax, how it was devastated during Juan. Are we thinking that it could be the scale of damage to Victoria Park could be comparable to what happened to Halifax's Point Pleasant during Juan?
I'd say based on preliminary reports, I don't know if it'll be as bad, but it'll be pretty close. So that's why we're asking citizens to stay away from the park. Don't go walking on trails because, things can change real quick, and you're putting yourself in harm's way if you go up there.
Bill, one thing that is really nice to see, it's nice to see neighbors helping neighbors, and that's the one good thing that's come out of the devastation that Fiona has impacted in the Truro area. Really appreciate taking time this morning, Mayor Mills.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. And thanks all the citizens and everybody who responded, helping each other. Again, you just rise to the occasion. Thank you.